I've always been on this for about 5 years, but I really didn't know. I was waiting for these people to tell me how to drink what I really secretly wanted. And it was a very, very testy time in my life. There weren't testy times when I was drinking. And the other point that you made that came through so clear is that this alcoholism never goes away. I had this brought to forward to me just within the last year. I've been sober since 1980, and I thought I might have a pretty good handle on this program. Have a few smarts. Well, with the help of one of my daughters, I developed a very, very neat resentment. And for the first time in that period of time, I went and looked in the liquor cabinet. Because she did something that I didn't agree with. She didn't know anything about it. So the hell was my punishment? But this is, I say this only to exemplify the way that these things can happen out of the blue, if you will. And you never know when they're going to happen. So you do have to be on your guard constantly. It's, as you say, a living thing. I think it's in our diseases in remission for a while, but I know it's constantly growing. If I were to take a drink today, I wouldn't stop one drink. No way. Mm-hmm. But thank you for sharing this.
Thank you, Jerry.
Hi, Ron.
First, thank you for coming up here and putting on the retreat. I speak for everybody when I say that. Also, I'm real appreciative of your in my life. The message that you carry in Alcoholics Anonymous, I believe saved my life. I don't think I would still be alive. I know I certainly wouldn't be in Alcoholics Anonymous without that message. I came in AA, as you know, some of you here know, and came in, and I'm lucky enough I stayed sober from the beginning. But I went 4 years here, never hearing you. We spoke about this today. Mm-hmm. You know, for the first 4 years, the best description I can give of me is I was the same man sober that I was drunk. I talked about family, and my family pretty well. I couldn't get along in the house, and I don't know why that was. I know today it was alcoholism, but I could even have something good happen to me during the day. Maybe I had a good day at work or whatever, and I wanted to come home and share that with my wife. And I'd come home and I'd say, and she'd say, "Wait a minute, I don't need that. I'll give you the now." And I didn't relate that to anything, you know. And then she'd get done with whatever she was doing. And she'd say, "Well, what do you want to tell me?" And I'd just glare at her, you know. And, I'd go for days, not talk to anybody in the house, 2-3 days. Just, you know, they ruined another day. And my wife says it to this day. She says, "You can get a look, and you'll just kill somebody with it," you know.
Absolutely.
That's alcoholism. And I didn't know it. I think that I have caused probably more damage sober than I did drunk. For the same reason you spoke about, in my drinking career history, when I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, if I would have died the day before I got to Alcoholics Anonymous, you wouldn't have had 6 people at a funeral and buried me, because I burned them all up.
Right.
If you came in my life when I drank, I used you, and then you throw me out of your life, right? Throw you out of mine. And when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, the people kind of invited me in. They said, "Come over," or whatever. You know, they invited me in, and it still hurt. And I never linked it to nothing. And finally, what happened is I got lucky enough that I hit a bottom. I didn't have to kill myself, obviously, but something I did. But I hit a bottom where I've had friends in Alcoholics Anonymous that have had to commit suicide in this program. And when I remember just a couple of weeks before I met you, sitting down and thinking about committing suicide, because I was going to meetings almost every night. I was at a lot of meetings, 5, 6, 7, 8 meetings a week, and I was involved. I sponsored people. I was secretary. I was on this committee, that committee, and I couldn't shut my head off. I just couldn't shut down. I remember going to meetings and slapping people on the back that I was their sponsor. He said, "Man, isn't AA great?" Give him my AA talk with my AA smile. And the meeting would end, and I'd sit in my car and break down and I'd cry. And I'd think, when do I shut my head off? And I got to a point where I understood loud and clear why these guys were doing themselves. Because I just couldn't shut down. And the funny thing is, when I hit this bottom and I ran into you, and it was, I think, your first meeting up here from Denver, and you spoke about kind of what you spoke about tonight as far as being the same man sober that you were drunk. Mm-hmm. And I remember my decision, whoa. Because what I heard in Alcoholics Anonymous up until then was, don't drink and it gets better. Don't drink and you're a winner. And I wasn't drinking, and I knew that it wasn't getting better, and I knew I wasn't a winner. And then you started to talk about a recovery program. And I remember going up to you and asking you for help. And thank God you helped me. You've done for me what I believe a sponsor does, and that took me through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. You taught me that to apply them, and I'll be grateful to you forever for that. The other thing that you have, you talk about the nose, the thing I think you pounded on me more about than anything else is that time doesn't count. Because I think a lot of us are under this misconception. I was, and still can be today, even though I know it. Mm-hmm. I've got an ego and a brain that can still say the same thing to me today. And that's, you know enough. You've read enough. I've been doing this for a long time. You've worked with enough guys. You've talked about it. You don't have to do it. And that's, well, if I don't do it today, I don't have it today. I'm real grateful that I'm aware of that. Again, real grateful
you're
in my life.
Thank you. See, what Ron's talking about is that when I said before that I had to change that plural pronoun and quit using it, is because, see, my disease and alcoholism, this is about me a long time ago, and it was the way I was and everything, is that after I do something, or as I'm doing it in Alcoholics Anonymous, see, I think you should do it, see, and you should do it the same way. And if I went to 5 meetings this week, you guys go to 5. If I read that, you got to read it, see? And so I'm always transmitting, I'm always going outwardly, see, I'm looking at you, and I'm criticizing, judging you according to what I believe is right. And so this reason for being here was lost, see, because I heard same thing that Ron heard, is that you just go to meetings, you hang around, you eventually make it, you're going to be a winner, so you just don't drink. And so I never knew, see, I classified myself always, as I've done this, it's done. It's a done deal for me. I went through the steps, now you go through the steps, see? And so this we, ourselves, they, them, thus, is always, I'm always looking outwardly. I'm always thinking, you need it. I did it. This is for you now. You got to do this, see? And that puts me, the ego comes in the picture, and the time factor comes in the picture, and I don't have to do nothing today, see? And so the disease, though, I never knew what the disease was in the beginning, because I stayed the same man sober as I was drunk, because I was doing the same thing again. I was always looking outwardly, never looking inwardly, never thinking about me. I come here for me. I didn't come for you, but I don't know that, though. Because when I got here, everybody started buddying up, and they started getting close, and they started telling me this and that and everything, and I believed that. And then when I leave the meeting, I don't have any more than when I started it, before I got to the meeting. And when I left it, I still don't have it. And I don't benefit from nothing. See, the thing that I'm trying to say all the time about the message is that this meeting, this retreat, any meetings I go to and have went to, and I've been to thousands and thousands of them, not one of them would treat my alcoholism. And I don't know that, though, because I'm crediting my life by time and meetings and doing things and reading and babies and 12 steps and this make coffee, you know. The character that I am can only change to the new character, meaning my disease is going to be treated because of the 12 steps and the power that's in the 12 steps. Two ingredients, not one, two. The method of living, meaning the 12 steps, and the power, which two says, and three, it's identified as God. Two things now, put them together. Put that in my life as a way of life, as an application now. That treats alcoholism because it makes this character the character now where I don't have to live and be the character that I am. And see, I can't, that's a message I can't hear. I can't hear that. Because all I have to do is get in the world again, and that message is gone. Because here I am, I got money, I'm 31 and a half years old when I got here. I'm going for 72, come July, I'll be 72 years old. You'd think that after 40 years here and going through this much of life, that I'd know better, I'd have an edge on something. You'd think that. I think that anyway. I don't. Because the disease does the same thing to me as it always does to any alcoholic with alcoholism. Not the word, the disease. It's a mind-functioning thing. It tells me something. I listen to it. It becomes a power. That power is what they're trying to tell me in step two. That I have to have something now different than or better than that other power, me. This here is a message. But, you know, I'm an alcoholic, and I got alcoholism, and I know what it is. So if you're going to tell me something, you better tell me 100 times. After you tell me 100 times, I might hear half of it. My life's important to me, believe me. And I'm going to listen before that 100th time, too, boy. Because I can't live in the world I come from. And there wasn't any booze in there, either. I'm talking about AA world. How about somebody else? Anybody?
My name is Jack, and I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, I'm really glad this is coming up here. I've been kind of looking forward to this and being kind of lazy about situations in my life. This is a good example of alcoholism in my life. You know, I know that I'm going to get some stuff at this retreat that I need to have in my life, see? So I don't have to bother my sponsor with this, and I don't have to do this, you know, I'll just wait, I'll be okay when this is over. You know, I'm coming up on 15 years sober, and when this was first presented to me, when Ron presented these things to me like you're presenting to him, my life was a mess then, okay, I mean a real mess. And as a result of taking those things in my life and applying these principles in my life, it was such a dynamic, I was literally rocketed into that fourth dimension for the first time in my life. I understood what that meant. My problem is the things that happened in my life, because I'm today where you were, you know. Got the car, the wife, the good job, everything's wonderful. It's just fucking wonderful. You know, there's not a damn thing wrong with anything. But a lot of times I can't find a damn thing right. I can't see it. And I know this is alcoholism in my life. You know, my wife and I were having some problems, decided to go to counseling, you know, and we go into counseling, and I'm looking at her as the problem, you know, because she's the one that reacts, you know, she's the one that breaks things, you know. She throws knives at me, you know, slams my leg in the car door, and shit like this, you know. And I my sponsor, and I said, "What do you think of that?" And he said, "I think she's pissed." You know, and I want him to say, "Well, she's a rotten, lousy bitch." You know. But those are the things that. And it's real easy for me to look at her because she's the one that's doing the stuff, see? But her complaint is that I'm motivating her to do this. And I kind of got looked at that because she doesn't do it with anybody else in the world. You know, and she's in contact with a lot of people. So if this was her way of behavior, she would do it with at least one other people, wouldn't she? You know? So I kind of got to give her a little credit there, but not because of the logic involved, but because of this disease that we're talking about and the things that I know, you know. See, I'm not one of those guys that today would run you off the freeway like I used to, see. what I would do is get your license number, look up your name, get your address, and sneak over there at midnight, see? And I do, this is the type of person I am, a backstabber and stuff like this. I'll drop a few words around here so when it comes together, somebody gets hurt by it. And if I'm thinking like this, I'm going to do it. Even if I say, okay, I'm going to say something that's going to hurt her, and I say, oh, I can't do that, see, because that wouldn't be right. I won't do that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that. And most of the time, I won't say that. I'll say something else. Or I won't even be aware of it. And then all of a sudden, she's upset. And I have said something as a result of whatever. So I guess the reason I'm bringing this up is this is the problems that I have in my life today, the subtle things that come up. Looking at something and saying that we got a problem here. Knowing that I need to go to God, I need to have this power in my life on this issue. Knowing that, and even making attempts to do that, but not really doing it. Because it's not really that bad yet. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jack, that's what you're saying there, you know, about it's not that bad yet. The same thing again now for this year, what I call the ABCs, is that if I'm here in Alcoholics Anonymous and I'm here years later and I'm using and I'm doing the same thing, I'm using the same kind of thinking and I'm using the method that I know that I brought here and not be aware of that, because after I'm here in Alcoholics, I don't know about you, but me, after I was here for some time, some years, is that I had a wife that died, the wife I took through the drinking years. And so I got married again. You know, 4 years later, I got married again. But then when I got married again, the disease of alcoholism, the thinking process that I used way back when I was drunk, and then also going in steps and all that, here I am now, and you know, some years later, and I'm the same man now again, talking to her, treating her, looking at her, the same way as I did when I was drunk, and the same way I did when I was sober with the wife that I took through the drinking years. And now I'm transferring that same action and that same thinking, like you're talking about, on this here other woman. See? And it had nothing to do with the woman at all. Not a bit, you know, but I thought so, of course. But it didn't. The character that I was always the same character. Even though after I went this long a period of time, see, in being sober, in AA, living in AA, you know, I mean really living it. See, I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I did everything the same way because I couldn't do nothing else but that. And it's the same thing today. When I have babies today, well, I have many of them. And I know that whatever they're doing is the best they can do. And the best they can do is what brought them here. Because it's still based on the same mind, on the same power, meaning the same individual, same character. And yet, though, it can't be any other way because there's no other way to be. See, this is the importance for me, is that coming to Alcoholics Anonymous is not just attending meetings. That's necessary. Needed is very vitally important. Reading is. Everything is. But really, that does not change the character. So this is a message now. This is something to put here and then down here eventually, if you get it there, is that there must be something here, the reason to be here, for you and I, as alcoholics with alcoholism, so that we can do different, be different, and have different than what we even know. And so what is it? See, it certainly isn't attending meetings, because after I've been to thousands of meetings and do the same thing over again, I've got to become aware of that, and I am aware of it. And so what is it then? It isn't reading, because man, I read every day. I read this morning, I bet I read an hour and a half out of the Sermon on the Mount alone. But I'm not telling you to do this. All I'm saying to you is that the disease of alcoholism, in the day that I'm in, has to be treated. So how does it get treated? Does it get treated by meetings? Does it get treated by retreats? Does it get treated by all of this here, whatever I'm doing with this stuff right here, which is it's all AA stuff, you know? So what is it? What is it? Do I have to be in doubt? Do I have to go through days and thinking that I'm going to get better, thinking that I'm going to make it up, and thinking that I better hurry up or something like this? Or what is it? You know? Do I need another sponsor? Do I need to have to go to more meetings? See, these are questions I'm not putting to you. These are questions I have to put to me. Because my life got important. Because how can I explain away a behavior? I don't know about you, but I can't do it. How can I explain away a behavior when I want to kill you? I want to hurt you. I want to harm you. And I don't give a darn who you are. You could be somebody close to me, or a total stranger. What's wrong with me? What does that? I have to look at me, I have to question this. I don't know how you guys feel when you... I don't know if you turn on anybody. I turn on people. I turn on like a rattlesnake. What makes me do that? How come I have to live like that? See, this is important to me, very important. Because, you know, after I go through meeting after meeting after meeting into years and years and years, and I still could do the same damage or worse even after these years, what's this about? You know, what is it about? Do I have to drive my car like I drove it when I was nuts and I'm still nuts? I still got the same kind of thoughts. I can't, you know, what you're talking about too. See, it's like, and what Brian was talking about is something good happens and he wants to share it and he gets knocked out of the ballpark just like that. See? Man, I've been knocked out of the ballpark like that thousands of times. And this could be any amount of years too. Doesn't, you know, years don't change the alcoholism. There's got to be something here. We're spending a weekend here, a retreat. It's about 12 steps. There's only one program of recovery for one reason. This is my opinion now. This is 12 steps. A program of recovery with a power that's in the program of recovery for an application so the performance that I give in the day I'm in, my alcoholism will be treated. That's what I come here for. I didn't come here for no other reason. Not one other reason can you mention. There's not one. This year's program of recovery of Alcoholics Anonymous, the 12 steps, was written for alcoholics with alcoholism. It was not written for humanity. It's not like the Bible. Now, whether you believe that or not is not important. I believe it. That's what's important. Because I come from me. I'm here for me. This is my life. I want to live in a world that I can live in. I want to be somebody that I never could be. And the only way that's possible is through a power greater than me, which is God. A Lord of my life that I learned in Alcoholics Anonymous. And the method, meaning the 12-step application. Because you see, I found out, and it took me a lot of years, but it doesn't need to take you guys a lot of years, is that this program of recovery is 12 steps. It's already in print. You don't even have to know how to do it. Just do what it says. Every one of these steps starts out. And when it starts out, can you imagine how 12 steps would take me through 40 years in Alcoholics Anonymous, and yet it's the same set of steps that I started with not even a period being changed? How could something like that be? You mean to tell me that step one in the 12 by 12 is only 2 pages on both sides? 2 pages is all. And it took me 40 years of living, and it guaranteed me that it'll do today what it did back 40 years ago, so that I can have the world today that I need today, because it is a program recovery with a power that makes it possible. See, and it fits any alcoholic with alcoholism. It is no qualification there other than the disease of alcoholism. It doesn't care if you're smart or dumb, big or small, fat or skinny, black or white, blue, any other color. Doesn't care. What does take place, though, the disease of alcoholism gets treated. Treated means, again, the same thing. It's not there for a way of life. It's just not used. It's there, but it's not a way of life no longer. This is good news. This is what saved my life. It's because I couldn't hear this message from nowhere. I can't read it even, because I can't read out of print a performance that I could do. I can read the words and I can agree with them, but I go out in the world, I don't know how to live in that world. I don't know how to do that. Page 45 is where the introduction to that comes from, and it talks in there about lack of power. That's my dilemma. But how am I going to find that power? So that's what this book is about, to enable me to find the power which will solve my problem. And then we're going to talk about God. But then we're in steps now. But now we're not in steps, but we're making it so, or at least I am anyway, or I had to have it that way, because I kept losing it so fast I can't even get out of a meeting most of the time and have any benefit from the program recovery or the meeting or God or anything. I can't. I can't even get around the block. And somebody does something, I don't like it. They blow the horn. And there I am again. I think this way today because it's my life today. And believe me, I have a life that's a beautiful life. I've been so many places and had so much given to me. I count my blessings. And this is the grace of God all the time. Each and every day. He takes care of me. No harm will come to me. This is the promises. This is what I come here for, and I didn't know that. So when I go in the steps, I'll go in the steps for my life. My life. Me. No longer they, them, us. None of that. This book was written for me. These steps were written for me. If you're an alcoholic with alcoholism, you think so, then they're written for you too. But for me, they are, I know. So now, it took the character that I am, the way I have to doubt, like you were talking about, have to fight, have to hurt somebody, think that they're so wrong, they do this and they do that and all that. Man, I don't look outside, and you know darn well I don't walk the water. You know I have troubles in my life. You know I've seen tragedies and harm and hurt. All kinds of adversities hit me. But that's not the name of the game. This is the name of the game. Is to be able to have this so I can live in that world with whatever goes on. This ain't preaching, believe me. This is Alcoholics Anonymous. Program of recovery, the reason I come here, I never heard the message. I just didn't hear it. They don't talk about it in meetings. They don't talk about the things that I need to know. I have to know this stuff. Where am I going to find this if we don't disclose it, if we don't show it to me, if you don't help me see it? Somebody else?
I'm Dave Whalen, an alcoholic. Yeah. Thanks, Bob, too, for coming out. I remember one time you came to Sacramento to a meeting. I really had a laugh because you were sharing in that meeting, and somebody said, "Hey, you sound a lot like my sponsor." that's apparently how this thing works, is one amateur working with the next from an experiential point, and that's how it happened to me. There's a certain sincerity that comes from a person that's had an application in their life and has lived on both sides of the chasm that just spontaneously grabbed me, and the message that you carry to that person is the same message I get. And this is the core of what spurred my attention. This thing right here is that I had to get a grip on that. It had to be presented to me. Well, you said it had to be presented over and over and over again, because whatever this thing is very sophisticated in getting anything that we're talking about right now, right tonight, while we're sitting in the room. I'm going to God tonight in this room over and over again so I can stay open. What I didn't know is that I can't provide enough discipline in my life to be able to pay attention to you. I thought that I could teach my brain. I'm a pretty smart guy. Yeah. I got a lot of power. You see, what I don't know is I have a disease that will not allow me. I hear people, a fellow down south used to say things like that about choices. Thank God for AA giving me a choice back. You see, it wasn't until I began to see this as I have a disease that I have absolutely no choice whatsoever with my own power. With my own power, I'm assisted. I don't believe I have a choice but to do the very things that will filter you out. So I'm not even looking at anything other than me, because I think when I really want it, maybe I'm listening tonight and I'm thinking, well, I'll listen to the tape later when I want to. I'll make this make sense. I'll take this and I'll use it, but I'm not ready yet. But when I'm ready, yeah. I will. And I don't even know. I had to look at that like the wet stuff, and because I could identify with the wet stuff as being a drunk for a long time and studying this deal and thinking, someday when it really gets bad, I can just say no to drinking, and I couldn't do that. That's when you know it's bad, when you go, shit, I want to stop, and I can't. You know you can't do anything about it. And I didn't know it was the same thing with the guy. I laughed at that before, but I was talking to the guy, my big choice at the time was whether I was going to use 110 or 220 in San Francisco for a solution. And I was thinking, how can I cut mine so I can get it done faster? I figured out the short change of deal, because I've been told that I had a separate disorder, a disorder that maybe would be different brown. I unraveled it that way. Nobody made me do that. That's my brain doing that. But to finally hear a message and for once say that if I would give it my all, not anymore, not your way or any of that, but if I would just give it my all, that there was a sincerity of man's voice, that something different would happen. Something different would happen. And that was what amazed me, was that the underlying cause is the foundation for all these problems. And if I'll treat that they begin to disappear. All the related symptoms. All the other things. There's not enough time left in a lifetime to look at all the things. Mm-hmm. But by looking at one thing, everything began to disappear. Mm-hmm. And the other thing they said that I think is so important is I would sit in meetings at AA, and still can do it today if I'm not in the right frame, and thinking that I can use my brain with these 12 steps. Not looking at it as two things, as if there's a power besides me that I didn't even consider. Mm-hmm. That I will need in accordance with the steps. Otherwise, I'm looking at I'm hearing things, and there are good things being said in a meeting, but they're talking about you come today and you got to change. And I'm thinking of me being the power and the 12 steps, and we're going to make a change. There's no way that's going to happen. There's no way that's going to happen. I cannot change. The only thing I can do is change my position in another power and to, you know, to be available for that to happen. And so I beat my brains out over and over and over again, supposedly working steps, using my brain to try to act better, to try to be better in my life, and I got nowhere.
Right.
I got absolutely nowhere. I had my wife moved out on me, the second wife that moved out on me, and I was happy. I figured that'll fix the problem. And I'm going bankrupt, and I'm up 4.5 years sober.
Yeah,
like, not drinking, and I'm going bankrupt, and everything like that. I'm thinking, Jesus, this is great. I've sobered up. I get worse than when I And I think of it, you know, but I stuck my pants on. I'll be praying. I'll always try to find something good out of a mess, you know, right. So we can stay where we're going. And I had no idea that what as a program, what they were offering was a whole other life, a life not even. It wasn't about fixing the old life. It was about leaving that life and going to a whole other life that I had never really lived, that I could remember. I could never remember living. And not knowing, I heard somebody else say one time, is that this is abnormal. But it takes a while to understand it, that living the way I've lived is the abnormal way. It's normal to walk with another power and to not know that. No idea that at all. So I was about it because today, I'm on the phone with this guy today. I got a guy that's a prospective employer somebody just made a comment this morning. And you see, because I'm apart from God for a moment, the problem didn't spur it up. It was the fact I wasn't with God at the time. But I started thinking how I was going to improve this thing. And I was thinking pretty good. I'm going on pretty good. And I think, well, maybe if I move A over to B and then C over to D, we're going to get somewhere. And I got this sneaker. It's like the book says. It says, suddenly I realized deep down that maybe the thought wasn't so right. Kind of like the guy that was going to go into the bar.
Yeah.
And so I think I better check with the other alcoholics. I'm calling him. I said, am I setting this? And he said, yeah. Okay. But, you know, all of a sudden, I can relax. I can kind of sell. I can begin to see the animal. Because if I can't do the animal, then I'm going to keep going. That's my disease. That's why I'm here tonight, and that's why I got to keep coming back. And that's the only way I'll even consider something that's another problem.
Thank you. What Dave's talking about is that for a long time I thought that Alcoholics Anonymous, when you come here, is that they're going to modify you. See, you know, this I really thought this. In this, I knew steps I had to go back now, like we're doing there. Is that I thought that the Alcoholics Anonymous is going to give you something. It's what you got. And you're going to keep what you got, and you're going to have this too, and that's going to be all right, you know. And boy, I missed the mark so far on that one there, is because I was trying to do the same thing I always did. I was trying to make the 12 steps work the way I thought they should work. Because this is the power that I was. And listen, you know, I prayed to some kind of something. I don't know what it was, but I was doing it. But I was doing my thing all the time. Same thing all the time. It's the mind function thing that I was using is the same mind I've always used. You know, it can do no more than what it's got. And yet I was trying to make it work by insisting, you know, that this is what it says. And this is what we're all here for. I didn't know. Didn't hear words. Like I said, some of us tried to hold on to our old ideas and the result was nil until we let go absolutely. I never knew what my old ideas were. No, that was me. See? So all of this... This here tonight is something, to me it is. When I work with alkies on a one-to-one basis or anything like that, is that if this isn't presented, it's so that at least look at the thing, anyway, the disease, the alcohol, at least look at it, not the word no more, not the being sober anymore, but look at what's going on in your brain, if you're an alkie like me, in the life you live in, so that you can see or identify or become aware. There's something wrong with the picture. There's something wrong with it. And the picture is me. See, I look at things and hear things and see things. Man, I got no authority there, but I'll sure put it there. I used to tell the guys, you remember, I used to tell them that I needed glasses and a hearing aid. And I was a young guy then. See, and the only thing I'm talking about is I got alcoholism, man. I don't see things right. I don't hear things right, see. They thought I meant glasses and a hearing aid. You know, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about how I drive my car and how I treat people and what I think and what I hear and all that kind of stuff. This is very, 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 to me, very important. Because, listen, if you're like me and you're going to spend any time Why can't you benefit from it? Why can't you have something added to your life that pays off, where it's constant, consistently helping you, making you feel better, making you a better man inside about your own thoughts when you go to bed at night? You're not carrying a mind that goes 90 miles an hour all night long, won't let you sleep, wake up and it's still going 90 miles an hour and all that. Carrying a package from all the yesterdays, carrying off, remembering all these things that I used to do. And just, man, I used to be overseas in the Navy, and I'm good, what, 6,000 miles away, and it's tearing me up over there 6,000 miles away, and it happened here. What kind of a mind does that? What's wrong with a person that does things like that? Now, if you didn't know. Somebody else?
I'm going on that phone. I'm really glad to be here. It's glad to meet you, Bob.
Thank you, Bill.
I spent a lot of years around this program, 8+ years, actually. Late last year, I got together, started working with Ron, and I'd seen him on around meetings and talked to Ron. And, I don't know, I got to a point in my sobriety that it became really apparent to me that my life wasn't working very well, and I didn't want what I had. I heard you say you didn't want what you had, and it became really clear to me that after I started working with one, I really had no idea why I was here. I had no idea what alcoholism was in my life, on a personal level. I'd read the book, and I'd secretary meetings and been to lots of meetings, and what I think happened was I took the first half of the first step, and I gave my drinking to God, because beyond that it was all lip service, because I never really believed my life was unmanageable, and I was the power of mouth, and at a little over 8 years sober, one evening, I found myself in a blinding rage, kicking in the bedroom door, and hit a bottom emotionally, and that's when I kind of started talking to Ron, and I've been working with Ron, and I got some taste of yours, and even though tonight's the first time I've met you, I feel like I kind of know you, because those tastes were really a turning point in my life, and I'm a truck driver, and I was driving up and down the road, spending, you know, 8, 10, 12 hours a day, some days on the road, and I listened to those tapes for a number of months every day, and I really related to you when you started talking about being the same man sober that you were drunk and hurting people that you loved, and you didn't know why you were doing that, but you kept doing it, and that was me. And it's a very powerful message that you have, and I didn't hear it around here for years. You know, I didn't hear it, and so maybe it was said, maybe I wasn't ready or whatever, but I believe it's a message that, you know, it's going to save my life, and it will save my life, because it's a dead-end road when I'm running my life. It's been proven many times and time again, you know. And I was talking before the meeting tonight with a couple of guys. It still amazes me how fast I can go to self and how fast we can get all screwed up. And just a short example before I shut up here. But last night was my girlfriend, my fiance's birthday, and I had this scenario set for the evening last night. And I wasn't going to let anything screw up her birthday. I was going to be the man that God would have me be, and everything was going to, I was just going to really make an effort to just not let anything get me off track. And I had this thing set out, you know, this plan for the evening, and I got to her house, and she opened the door. She had a look on her face that didn't quite fit my scenario. Going to throw me, you know, so we got in the evening, and I presented her with this gift, and the comment she made wasn't what I had planned. But that's too, right? And before you know it, I was in that self-centered shit. Well, you know, when am I going to get mine? She does appreciate me and all that stuff, and I didn't yell and scream or blow it. I tried to keep some semblance of happy occasion, but you know, looking at it today, I had to look at where my motives were in that whole thing, you know, and I was looking for what I could get out of it, not what I could give, what I could bring with it. And you know, my alcoholism is alive and well with me. It's been. And it's only with God's stuff that I have any kind of chance at all. You know, it's really good to meet you, Bob. You've made a real, you've been a really important part of my life, even though we don't really even know each other. Through Ron and some other guys that you worked with. So. Nice to meet you.
You know, it's good to see that happening like that. You know, for years, is that I've had so much given to me in Alcoholics Anonymous, but only through this method, you know. And it had to be this way, because the other way, being sober enough, wasn't good enough at all. Because coming from one world and then staying in that same world without the booze, it wouldn't last too long for me either. And so this here is very important, all this message, because I found out that I'm a messenger, I'm not the message. That I need this. This is a two-way street, see, today. I need it like you need it. If you're an alcoholic with alcoholism, I'm the same way today as I was back then. And so this is a two-way street. Whether if I'm saying it or you're saying it, it doesn't make any difference. It's a message. And I need it like you need it. Because this is what this is about. Because there was no message before Dr. Bob and Bill got together. Before that, they didn't have any success with alcoholics with alcoholism. They had 2%. This is on record, not my record, that they had less than 2% recovery. That meant 98% of all alcoholics with alcoholism had to die or go to institutions or locked up anyway. And so when they got together, Dr. Bob and Bill Wilson, there were two ingredients. There's always been the power of God ever since the world began. It's understood that that's been this way. But the difference lies in the fact, though, that we have two things together. We have the power of God and we have the method. When you put the both of them together, meaning that you can't, I can't, as an alkie, do the method by myself. That's proven to me. I had to prove that to me. But it's possible, though, to do something differently, meaning having the power that makes it possible to do the method, meaning God. Now, see, two ingredients, not one. So this takes on great importance to me, because, you see, before I was always doing things differently. I was always looking at something to do that I was going to do. And I don't know how to do it any other way. And so this here is the same thing. It's the same as there's always been God. And I know for a fact that religion has a certain percentage, not talking against it, but they have a certain percentage with less than 2% of it. And so now here, all of us, we've been blessed only with the message and the power to have something that Dr. Bob and Bill didn't even know what it was when they put it together even. But God knew what it was. Because if you'll know what I know today, and if you'll look at this here program of recovery like I have to look at it, is that there's 12 steps. Now these 12 steps are in an order form, a logical order form. This is before you get into steps now. They're in a logical order form to do what they're supposed to do to treat alcoholism, so you can't mix them up. Because they're in an order form so that one will follow the other. Not that it needs the other, but it's got to follow the other, so the change of character can have principles that he will use. And so when you leave like step one, you go to two. So here you are in two, but you got principles taken from one with two. And then when you go to three, you got one, principles from one, two. Now you're in three, you're starting to build a character. This character you're building now is the character God wants you to be. This in turn is not alcoholism, this is opposite. This means now there has to be something there that starts only in the program of recovery. There's nothing you can add to it, bring to it, have it there, make it faster, bigger, better, anything like that. This is news that I have to hear. I have to know this. Because you see, I want to be the man God wants me to be, but I don't know who that is. But the steps will produce that. The steps will make it happen, so the character that I am now is a character where the alcoholism isn't even being considered. Because step one to six is all about the disease of alcoholism in me. And step seven to 12 is what I have to do now in the world that I can live in with the power, meaning God. And now I can be a giver, starting in seven, so that I can go in the world that I'm in the day I'm in, and I don't have to take alcoholism with me. I don't have to. Because seven to 12 says that I can perform and do who I should do as the alcoholic, because I got the power and I got the method. Man, I tell you, this opened my eyes up and made me look at things It stops me dead in my tracks in a day and minute. It keeps me in a relationship with the powers that make this possible. I'm not lost, man. I'm not on left field anymore. If I make a mistake, I don't walk on water. You know darn well I don't. But if I do make a mistake, I don't have to live in the sewer. I don't have to stay in the gutter all the time. I don't have to walk around so wrapped up with me and my mistakes that I can't see nothing anymore the rest of the day. I got a life, man. I'll tell you, it's a beautiful life. It's a life that there's no alcoholic can have. I know can't have this without the program Recovery in God. It's impossible. Somebody else?
Hi, my name's Bill. I'm an alcoholic. I'm like the other Bill that just spoke. I haven't listened to a lot of your tapes a lot of time. You know, I work alone, and there's two things that really struck me that you talked on the previous tapes about, and you talked about tonight. That also, like Bill, I hit a bottom in sobriety about 9 years sober, and when I got back around some of the guys that you have worked with in the past, Ron and Dave and some of the other guys, it was real important that they presented this stuff to me. It had never been presented to me in that form. I had gone to meetings, like you said, I've gone to literally thousands of meetings, and it really didn't matter how far away from the drink I was, you know. And the two things, that was one thing that was presented, and the other thing was I started to see that, especially when you said it, I never heard it before, that alcoholism grows in a destructive way, the same way as the program grows in a good way.
Sure.
You know, and I got to see that 9 years sober. You know, I was meaner than I ever was when I was drinking.
Yeah.
When I stopped doing the things that, you know, that I was supposed to do. And I listened to your stories about your neighbor running over your dusty nose. You know, and I related to that so much because I was living that. I mean, I was still in that anger and that fear and that, you know, it was me against the world. You know, and that's the way I lived my life, was me against the world, everybody. And I just, that started to see, you were presenting it to me and the other guys were presenting it to me, that was a way, you know, that my mind functioned. And I never heard that before. I never realized that was alcoholism. It had been presented to me for the first time that way, down in order. And I always thought that, you know, that was just a break, the way that, you know, and you used the expression, the way the pickles work, you know, and all that stuff finally started to make sense, you know. I said, well, I haven't had a drink in a while. I shouldn't, you know, I kept telling myself I shouldn't feel this way. And that probably, you know, I mean, some of the phrases in the book started to make sense for the first time. I've read them hundreds of times, I've heard them or read them or whatever. But until it was presented as a condition of the mind that you talked about, you know, and just like, well, I listened to hundreds of times, you know, your case, and, you know, and it didn't make sense until it made sense, you know. And I got to experience that destructive growth of alcoholism in my life, and I'm curious. And it just, I'll call it me something completely different to me now than being here. Now I know I stand a chance to do it. You know, and I know that you're going to win. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you
for being here. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. You know, what we've been talking about tonight and looking at and everything else like this is that a long time ago, and I hear it today, and I have some babies that say it, and I jump on them when they say it and everything else, and they always say things like, it takes what it takes before you can have this program recovery, and you have they have to go through that and all that. See, I don't believe any of that. I used to believe that years ago, but I don't believe that today, because if that was true, there wouldn't be a God of the God that we have here. There wouldn't be such a thing as that. But the message, though, that you're talking about is a message that I couldn't hear either because it wasn't presented to me. What was presented to me was always the same thing that was presented to the others before, and the name of the game was staying sober. And I know this, and I know that that's a requirement, and it has to be there, you know. But we're talking, or I'm talking about living in a world so I can live in a world. So I don't have to be all of the things I have to be, do the things I have to do. And these things, that I, if I don't identify these things, or if I don't become aware of these things, I'll have to go out in the world and do them over again, do them over again, do them over again. Because I think it's right, it belongs there. It's the way see, what I've said before is that from now on, I don't know if this is important to you, but if you agreed as an alcoholic with alcoholism, read for what's in the reading, not to read to read or to do something to get past it or to accept something that you read as that's the final word. See, I can't do that because you see, I'm reading today the same things I read back 40 years ago, but I'm reading it because I have to read it today because this is my life today. It isn't in a rehearsal. It isn't in a memory form. It's in an application form. So the performance that I do today is a fresh performance for today. I can't bank on any of the yesterdays. I don't know if you believe this or not, but I can't. It's because if I don't live this life today, then I can't have this life today. I must have the life from yesterdays. And they're gone by, and what was needed yesterday was always there, provided the program recovery was there, but it was again the same thing again. It was only for that day. Because like I said, how could, like in this book here, the 12 steps are in here, it starts on page 21, it ends on 125. That's about 104, 105 pages. How could this take any one of us through any amount of years, experience, of things coming that we don't have to get prepared for? Because you can't get prepared for something that you don't know what's going to be. But you can have a way of life. So the day you live in is the day you can live in this day. Because the method is there and the power that makes it possible is there too. See, the change of character isn't to fit things. It isn't to get ready for things. It's a change of character so that I can do and be who I should be in the world that's there. I don't have to get ready for it. How can I get prepared for something I don't even know what it is? I can't. But I can be the man I should be. So God says, here, be this man. And then from there, the life you have will be the life I'll present to you. And he presents it all the time that way. The performance that I do certainly isn't from my brain. Because if it was, I'd have to have a trial and error program. I'd have to hit and miss. This program is constant. I fail, it don't fail. That's all about, you know, what we're talking about now is all about why we should have 12 steps. And when we go into 12 steps, there's a reason, a purpose. It's identified. It's something that I don't, you know, I can look at with real, real intent. I need this. This is a way of life that treats my alcoholism. This is a message for each and every one of us. We're getting down on time, I guess, are we? Yeah, we've got about 5 more minutes. So, somebody want to, you know, if you guys want to, I would sit like you're sitting for so long, years ago, and I was afraid to ask a question. I was afraid to say something. I was afraid to say either side, either this way or that way, because the disease kept me always afraid to be found out. I had to wear faces. I had to show you somebody. I wasn't that somebody. I was playing games all the time with people. I could never tell you honestly from my heart that, man, I don't know what I'm doing. Could you help me? Would you tell me what is it I should do here? You know, this is important. I always, you know, for years, I was always playing a role. You know, I was a big guy. I weighed about 250, and I was pretty tough, pretty strong. You know, man, I'm not, you know, I thought I was somebody that I wasn't, you know. I couldn't show you somebody that was. I thought you would think I was less than I was, you know. I was afraid to tell you, man, I don't know what I'm doing. Please help me. Because in the world I lived in, I hurt people, and I get hurt. And I'm sober, man, I'm not drunk. What's wrong with me? Yeah.
My name is Richard, I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Richard.
And, you know, my ego doesn't want me to ask any questions because I have turned to look good, you know. And the only people that really don't know that I'm grilled more, they really don't know me, you know. And so but I keep thinking that I could kind of run with this wave and stay ahead of the wave. And I get this image, you know, on and on. What I want to know about, and we're still confusing for me because my head still has not shut down. You know, and I don't really understand why it won't stop, you know. And, you know, I've been around for a real long time, and I did the AA speak and stuff, and I knew all that stuff. And now, I don't know shit. And now, it's just like, I don't even want to come around because my ego saying to me, you know, you've done all this shit, it don't work for you, and I'm tired of going to the meetings and being just fucked up, you know, and you know, so I don't understand the stuff about the ego, you know, driving me out there. You know, you talked earlier about the ego and ego. I don't understand that stuff that is going on, and you know, my sponsor has been trying to tell me about some of this stuff, and I don't understand. And why my head just won't stop and keeps just pushing me in other directions. And, you know, and I've been like that all my entire life. You know, so and what I did, what I have found now is that I do understand and I do believe that alcohol treats alcoholism. That I didn't know that before. I mean, I just got clued into that within the last year. You know, that I really understand that that will, it will soothe the sore for a while. But that's all it does. So, and I really don't want to go back out there. And, you know, for me, I've thought many, many times that, you know, taking my own life would be a wonderful thing. You know, because I'm just fucking tired of that shit.
Yeah. Right.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, you know, so, you know, I don't know anybody else in the room can relate to that. Like, you know, I just think of me.
That's
right.
Right.
So, you know, I say that with tongue in cheek, but I, you know, I'm serious. And I like.
You bet.
You
know, which is the, I had a long time ago, I had a baby in AA that this guy had a wife and a daughter and a home and a job and everything else, and I was working with him and his wife. The wife was an LP too. And he used to get on his knees and cry with tears coming out of his eyes, you know, and want me to give him this God or this thing that I'm talking about. And he would just go to any length, he thought, at the time, see, because he couldn't change at all. He had to stay like he was, just like what they're describing, same thing. And believe me, I don't kid in AA. I tell jokes, and I love to laugh. But this is prime time, man. This is all about the message about saving your life. And there's no fooling here, and I don't want to go back on that table and be in bed and be strapped down either. And so this guy that I'm talking about, what he eventually did, he took a garden hose and stuck it up his tailpipe, and he put it in the car and jumped in and started it up, and he killed himself. And disease is still there, and the purpose of it is more than a word. I've got to know what it is. See? And so, if I don't know this, what we've been talking about tonight, when I get into steps, and when I'm trying the very best I can do in the steps, I'll miss this because I missed it, and I know. I know all alkies don't miss it. I know that. And I know some alkies can get sober over the telephone. I know that too. But you take somebody like me, and possibly like you, because you said, is that I have to have help. And the help I need is the purpose of this here is the 12 steps. This is why God wanted 12 steps on this earth, to help alkies like you and me. And what this means is that in the program of recovery, there's a method. Now this method starts in step 1, and it goes all the way through to step 12. In this method now, the change of character that's needed is going to be—it's going to be presented. It's going to be given to you, like it was given to me. But I have to have help, and the help that I need is human help, because you're going to have to show me and tell me and make it so that it's not only acceptable, but it's there so I can really do this. I actually can do it, because if you let it up to me to figure out what's needed in my life as I try to live this life, I'll never make it because I can't get there. And I don't know why. And what's why is because in the step, in the logical order form they're in, step 2 is in there. We'll talk about this tomorrow. And what it's there for is for people like me and possibly like you, if you say so, is because what this step is for is to present or show me or to have me do something, even though I know I don't know what it is to do, it's there to do. And in turn, it'll do for me the same thing it does for any alcoholic. It'll give him something that he needs. It'll do something to his life so that the alcoholism and the character he's building will be treated, meaning that there's something else to do now instead of what you know to do. And this isn't confusing, and I'll help you, personally help you now this weekend to get past where you're at right now so that you can have exactly what you need to have so you don't have to think the thoughts that you're thinking tonight. It's there. Now this is where I had to get to. Because at the time, one time, a long time ago, I was afraid, inside of me, I was afraid to go any farther by asking somebody, by telling you right from my heart, that, man, I'm going to die if you don't help me. Because I can't play this role much longer.
I can't go in that world out there and face that world with what I got, because I know I don't have anything worthwhile. And I'm going to do again the same thing, because it was repetition all the time. Every day, every day, every day. Alcoholism, alcoholism. But I don't know what it is. I don't know what to do. Tomorrow, we start in step. And believe me, in step. Alcoholics Anonymous Recovery Program is in 12 steps. Because in the 12 steps is the method and the power, meaning God. This is what's needed for you and me each and every day. But it's not something that you turn on and off. It's not something that fixes things and only things. It's not a hit and miss deal. It's not for somebody and not you. This is a proven way of life that I'll guarantee you and sign it and give it to you in writing. That it'll do for you what it's done for me. But you're going to have to go this way that I'm talking about, because I believe this message is this message. It isn't mine. I don't have a message. You don't have one either. So what do? We do exactly what we're supposed to do, but we've got to have help. That's the purpose of this meeting. That's why I keep coming to meetings. I don't come here just to help you. I come here because my disease is alcoholism too. And I have to have this. And it's only in the Daily Reprieve, page 85, says that I'm not cured of alcoholism. What I really have is the Daily Reprieve, contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. Every day is a day I must carry the vision of God's will into all of my activities. Man, I don't know this though. How do you do this? How do you put God in your life? Tell me that. Don't tell me. Don't read me that stuff. Show me what it is that you do to keep God in your life today so that you can have this daily reprieve. That's what I got to know. See, because I hear people out there talking meetings. I see things. But my head doesn't know this. My head can't do it. The reprieve, believe me, will save your life. The reason why is because the message is being delivered. I'm a messenger. I don't have a message. I carry a message. I'm not the message. Stay with me where you're at. And we'll go into that tomorrow, because this is step application. This is the purpose of this here, this retreat right now. It, believe me, it's prime time. There's no time better. There's no place else to go. There's no other books to read. Not for alcoholism, there isn't. That's what I'm here for. That's what you're here for, too.
Us, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and I believe.